Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's fascinated by how jazz can acquire a foreign accent and still be jazz. He's been spending a lot of time in Holland, where he's researching a book about Dutch jazz. Kevin says the Dutch version is the most interesting transplant he knows. We asked him to tell us about it.
Drummer Han Bennink and pianist Misha Mengelberg on Mengelberg's arrangement of Thelonious Monk's Crisscross. They just taught you your first two lessons about jazz in Holland. One, the Dutch worship Monk. Love those thorny tunes, love his clunky piano. Two, the Dutch know how to swing. If you think Europeans have a problem with that, get over it. Musicians growing up in Holland learn to play an instrument, not a particular musical style. The Dutch I know downplay their own musical traditions. So it's no surprise the Dutch took to jazz, where you use virtuosity to express yourself. Still, they don't worry much about musical purity. They'll mix up Monk, Stravinsky, three-chord rock, anything, and make it sound like real music, not a pastiche. For jazz, Holland is an alternative musical universe. You may recognize the sources, but the proportions are all out of whack. That's saxophonist Paul Termos and the Termos Tentet, with a rethink of the 60s classic Woolly Bully called Sam the Sham Was a Pharaoh. To me, that sounds very Dutch. Clean playing and an excitable eighth note rhythm, deadpan and funny at the same time. That guttural saxophone language is very Dutch too. Jazz horn playing has always been speech-like. Think of Ellington's wah-wah trumpeters. And Dutch improvisers naturally, maybe even unconsciously, echo the way they talk. Dutch is a harsh language on first hearing, filled with congested consonants and tricky vowels. One Dutch tongue twister, which means 88 beautiful canals, goes, Achtentachtig prachtig grachten, or something like that. That language, the scene's compact size and relative isolation, and a few key players who've worked in various bands, all help generate a distinctive accent. Even non-Dutch players who settled there pick it up. Composer Sean Bergen was born in South Africa, but he's lived in Amsterdam for 20 years. You can hear African echoes in his writing, but he sounds Dutch anyway. Postmodern American composers who juggle different styles like to cut from one to another. The Dutch tend to slide sideways, more dreamlike. If you follow modern classical music, you know the Hague School centered around composer Louis Andriessen. It influences jazz and vice versa. A few members of the chamber group Orkest de Volharding used to play in Willem Broecker's zany big band. Andreessen himself sometimes works with acrobatic singer Gretje Bijma.
Het groet als een pet.
En muggen erboven ingewanden als leerten.
Jazz and classical folks have been mixing their genres for decades, but in Holland, musicians are less neurotic or pretentious about it than elsewhere. We started out making the case for the Dutch as swingers, but generalizations are always tricky. Bassist and composer Martin Altena doesn't swing, by choice, he says, but his late 80s band of improvisers brought jazz inflections to his music anyway. The Altena Octet was a striking combination, the sound of jazz bleeding off into some new dialect. In a second, you'll hear his octet with a solo by the American expatriate Michael Moore on alto sax. He's a lyrical player who sounds like he's gone native here. I'd say more, but there's no time. Dank u wel. Goeiedag.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He's currently working on a book about Dutch jazz.